Hey guys, here is a daily word of encouragement for you. I don't know about you, but I have a natural tendency towards selfishness. So I was at my desk writing the other day and had just finished a bowl of cereal when my son Asher walked up and asked if he could have some goldfish. And so I got up and went to the pantry, and without even thinking about it, I grabbed the box of cereal that I had just finished and I put it into his bowl. Then I looked down and realized that I didn't give him what he wanted, I gave him what I wanted. See, I have a natural tendency towards selfishness. It spews out of us when we're not intentional. How many times have you said something to someone without thinking, and then realized in bed right before you were about to fall asleep that you weren't thinking about what they were feeling, what they were going through, and you accidentally hurt somebody? I don't know about you, but it happens to me a lot. For me, it happens often. See, the honest truth is that we are selfish, self-seeking people. We have a natural tendency to think of ourselves first, whether that's our needs, our desires, or even just what we have to say. Have you ever been listening to someone talk and then really all that was going on in your mind was thinking about what you were going to say next and making it sound impressive? The natural tendency to selfishness. See, that's why when Jesus says to love your neighbor as yourself in Mark 12, verse 30, it's shocking. Because it's totally against our flesh. How can we retrain our thinking and our natural tendencies if it's natural? Well, this verse tells us how. In Mark 12, 30 through 31, it says, love the Lord your God with all of your heart and all of your soul and all of your mind and all of your strength. The second is this, love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these. So we love God with all of us, and out of the overflow of love for him, we learn to love others the way that he loves us. See, Jesus has made a way for us to no longer be selfish, but to become selfless. And he gave the perfect example when he came down as a man, served, and sacrificed everything for us. See, selflessness doesn't come naturally, but it does come from the selfless one who lives inside of us.